And now, your only choice for local sports talk in the morning. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Good morning, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. It is Chuck and Winkler. He's Chuck Freeman. I'm Radio Joe in for Bart today. Cody Grant producing as always. Getting you ready for another football game here on a pick and save football Thursday on The Fan. Packers and Seahawks in Seattle. Packers, you know the history there. Not good. In fact, really bad. Some of you don't even want to think about it. I know we ruffled some feathers today with some fans about that NFC Championship game, but it's.
I don't think a victory tonight would do. I mean, that is what is done is done.
Yes.
Nothing is ever going to take the sour taste out of that 2014 loss or Thale Mary back in 2012. So
I haven't even talked about that crap.
No. The two of the worst losses coming in important games. Well, one on Monday Night Football, the other one coming in, obviously, the NFC Championship game. But we could never have those ones back. That's for sure. Nothing could ever make good on those two.
Maybe if you played them again in the NFC Championship game, except all the 15 bad things that happened to the Packers actually happened to the Seahawks, and you flip the script and the Packers going to the Super Bowl. Maybe that makes it a little bit better.
Yeah, well, got to move on tonight, and this is an important game for the Packers. This could be the turning point, because if they win tonight, they go over the 500 mark. They're 5-4-1, and they head into the primetime game next Sunday night at Minnesota. There's some things that are going to be happening between now and then, too. The Vikings are going to be playing the Bears coming up on Sunday night. That's going to be a critical game for both teams. The Bears got to play twice then before the Packers play another game, because they play on Thursday, Thanksgiving Thursday, a week from today. How about that? Against the Detroit Lions. So, big stretch coming up here for our many teams.
What I fear is, and I will be filling in again for Bart tomorrow on the show, what I fear is if they lose tonight, will people start saying they're in the Dunn Club? Will the Dunn Club talk start up? Because this is one of these games where if you win, now all of a sudden you can take a big, big deep breath over the fact that now you are right back in the thick of things in the NFC wild card race and also in the division as well. But if you lose this game, now all of a sudden you're hunkered back with a whole bunch of teams that are sitting at 4-5, and now it becomes an extremely uphill battle. Oh, and by the way, you need to take on Minnesota in their house. What I'm worried about tomorrow, Chuck, is if the Packers lose, is this season going to be over with, or can you still hold out hope that they can bounce back against Minnesota? Because I feel like if it's a close game tonight and the Packers lose, I think some people will be more encouraged going into Minnesota, whereas if they get blown out, then the Packers are what they are. They are just a bad football team, and they've let a lot of their expectations down. They let a lot of the fans down.
Yeah, I don't think the season's lost if they lose tonight, but they're going to make things a little bit more tougher on them. This, you know, they get back to the winning mark tonight if they win. You know, you have to have a winning record for the most part for going into the postseason. And winning a division title is probably their best route to getting to the postseason. Seattle, they lose this game, they're out of the wild card chase. The Packers, you know, the wild card is much more tougher, I think, to get in than the winning the division title, because I do not think the Bears are going to keep this up. I think Green Bay, you know, they had that one game with them to play Chicago. They have a tiebreaker that they've already got on Chicago, having beaten them earlier this year. So I think, yeah, this is an important game, but the season doesn't end tonight if they lose. I'll just say that. I don't think it does.
Let's hope that's not the case. 414-799-1250. We'll take your predictions. What do you guys think? Do you think the Packers can pull this one off tonight on a very short week with the travel schedule, their bodies still healing, and here they go again playing another football game back on the West Coast against the Seattle Seahawks? 414-799-1250. Now, Chuck, you think the Packers are going to win tonight 22-20?
Yeah, right? I think they're going to win a close game, and they're going to come out on top either a field goal somewhere in the fourth quarter, go ahead, touchdown. They're going to win this game. But I think they're going to get this job done. Yeah, 22-20. Now, you got them.
I have them falling in a very close one, 27-24, the Packers.
Okay.
I feel like there's a lot that's working against them. I really do. On a very short week, I think that can really hurt your team. They are at a disadvantage. They just are.
If they get blown out in this game, I will say, this is going to really put things on a damper for me. Again, not that the season can't be still salvaged, but lose a close game, that's one thing. Go to Seattle and get the doors blown off is another. And they can't do that.
We're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up in just a bit. But, you know, one of the things Rodgers talked about the other day in Green Bay was they want to find a way to silence this crowd because they know it's going to be loud. Mm-hmm. The 12th man is the 12th man. But you want to be able to push the football and establish a run out of the gates with Aaron Jones. We've seen how effective Aaron Jones has been now. And this head coach, Mike McCarthy, needs to wake up and use Aaron Jones as much as he can in this football game because Seattle doesn't have a good run defense. I mean, this game really could come down to who is better on the ground. Both teams have very good running games. Who is going to go out there and rack up the yards? Who can go out there and have a really hot start for their offense? And I really hope Aaron Jones is used a lot in this contest, and then hopefully that opens things up for Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers is not dealing with the Legion of Boom anymore. Here are the starting guys in the secondary for the Seahawks, Chuck. You ready for this?
Yes.
You got Shaquille Griffin, corner, Trey Flowers, corner, and your safeties are Bradley McDougal and Tedrick Thompson. That is not the Legion of Boom.
No, it isn't. Their defense isn't all that great. Rodgers tried talking up the defense this past week of Seattle, which he always does. He always talks up the other team's defense. But, yeah, that defense, you're able to – you could get some points against these guys tonight. You can. I've seen it done by other teams who aren't as good as Green Bay. The Packers have some talent on this team. That's not – they're going to this game. They don't have Hundley as their quarterback going into a game. They got a pretty good quarterback with Aaron Rodgers, damn good quarterback. We all know that. They got a good running back. They got parts of that offensive line that are banged up, but capable of run grading, as we saw last week. Defensively, there's a couple guys who could make some plays. So, yeah, this is not a bad Packer football team, but they need to get a signature win, and this would be a signature road victory for them.
And it'd be their first road win of the year, which is just beyond us how the Packers do not have a road win yet on their schedule. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Again, taking your calls here, predictions for the Packers and Seahawks coming up tonight. Don't forget, after the game, we'll have the Palermo's Green and Gold postgame show with Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson.
All right, do you think the Packers are out of the playoff chase if they lose tonight's game? Or are they back? I mean, if you're borderline right now, are they back in if they win? Is this a pivotal game of the season for the Packers tonight? 414-799-1250. I think it really is. It's a pivotal game. They lose this one. Not that the season is over, but they're going to make things awfully difficult on themselves if they lose this game.
I would completely agree.
And it's a road game. It's tough to put that much pressure on a road game, but that's the way the schedule is, I guess.
I'm still playing in the back of my mind. Should I be in the Dunn Club tomorrow if they lose? And again, I don't know yet. It's kind of based on how they look tonight and whether they can keep it close. I'm confident they can keep it close. I don't think they're going to get blown out because, again, these two teams are fairly equal.
No, I think, first of all, I never did like the term Dunn Club. I mean, so many people were in that so-called Dunn Club with the Brewers this year, and even in the September, and look what happened. Hey, man, sports is strange. The Bears still got to close out the division title, just like the Cubs had to close out the division title and couldn't do it. You know, they got some games they got to win down there in Chicago. Not that the Packers don't have to take care of their own business, but the two teams ahead of them, you know, they got to be able to finish things off too. So, it's just going to make things a little bit more – you make things easier on yourself if you could use that term, if I could use that term right here. They'll make things easier on themselves and get a big jolt with a win tonight.
But if you do lose, wouldn't you agree that you're probably going to have to run the table? That you're going to have to win out your games?
I think nine wins could win the division title yet. I think nine wins could possibly still get you in. Anything less than that, no. I mean, eight wins got... They went 8-7-1 in 2013 and got in. And played pretty well toward the end of the season.
Man, that was a really bad year for the NFC North.
Well, remember that Aaron Rodgers was hurt most of the second part of that season. And the Packers are just throwing a bunch of different quarterbacks out there, including Matt Flynn.
Matt Flynn.
To try to get the job done. But, yeah, I'm not going to say the Dunn Club ever, but... because I just have seen too many bizarre things, and you just never can count on anybody. And I think it, unless you're mathematically out. But man, if they win tonight's game, that's another NFC victory, road win, and you go in feeling good about yourselves going into Minnesota.
414-799-1250. Let's go out to Alan on the Northwest side. Alan, good morning. You're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say that I think the Packers will probably lose tonight in a tight game. And the problem, and you guys have touched on it, is that you have to run the ball. Seattle has a weak run defense. But McCarthy, his history is he doesn't want to run the ball. When he had Eddie Lacy, he never ran the ball. You never give him enough time running the ball. And now you have a stud in Aaron Jones, and he refuses to run the ball. Last week, he only got, what, nine carries in the first half. He got 97 yards. In the second half, total, he got 15 carries. So this is a coach who doesn't like to run the ball because, like you guys say, he always wants to be the smartest guy in the room, and that is his downfall. I think that the Packers will play well, but they'll lose in a very tight one because they're not going to run the ball, and that's the problem.
I didn't understand why they went away from Jones in the second quarter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Look at that game. He had 97 yards in the first half, and then in the final series before the second half, they started giving the ball. They threw seven passes, two runs. That led to the punt. No, not the punt, but the fourth and two where Aaron Rodgers was running outside the pocket instead of giving the ball to your running back for 2 yards, and that changed the whole momentum of the game, because after that they got the block punt, and then it carried into the second half where for the first time all year long they didn't score on their first opening series of the second half. And that is all on Mike McCarthy, because he absolutely refuses to do what is necessary to run to win, because he wants to do his system, and his system is the passing system. He's comfortable with that, and that's what he wants to do. And that's the problem. He doesn't do what Bill Belichick does, which is win the game. He wants to do it his way, and he wants to look pretty. And that's the problem with Mike McCarthy.
Well, McCarthy is similar to Mike Holmgren, an old name around here, where they both want to pass the ball, and they don't like running the ball. It's very obvious. And as much as McCarthy wants to say the offense starts with running the football, that's not true. And you know what, Aaron Rodgers, I don't blame him to a certain extent, but still, when you got Jones as a weapon back there, you got to find a way to use him. Hey, in Dallas they had Troy Aikman, but they found a way, and a great running back in Emmitt Smith, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, so they used him. I'm not saying Jones is on his way to Canton anytime soon, but the point is, you have a good running back, you got to find a way to use him.
See, I'm fine using Jamal Williams in certain down and distances, especially when it's short and you're just trying to, you know, get a couple of yards for the first down. But just because Jamal Williams is in there doesn't mean he has to be in there the entire series. And I agree. I think the majority of Packer fans, including myself, had a problem with Mike McCarthy pulling out Aaron Jones and putting in Jamal Williams on that third series, because you lost all the momentum that you had in offense. When Aaron Jones was in there, the offense was in a groove. When you take him out, all of a sudden Rodgers is throwing it on first down, and all of a sudden he's out of rhythm again. I mean, McCarthy has never said this, Chuck, as far as I know, but the only reasoning that I could think of as to why he's going to pull out Aaron Jones and put in Jamal Williams for a series, I mean, is he worried about the wear and tear to Aaron Jones' body because Aaron Jones is a smaller back? I mean, is that what he's fearful of, that if he uses him too much, he's going to be more bound to injuries?
Could be.
That's the only thing I can think of logically.
And Jones has got a little injury history.
Yes, he does.
He got hurt in training camp, was hurt earlier in the year.
He's been hurt in college.
Yeah, he's been hurt in college when he played ball at UTEP. So there's a little injury history, and that could be it too, that he feels that if he that Jones isn't the running back that could take 20, 25 carries a game.
But if you're seeing Aaron Jones tonight early on in the game, and he's going almost untouched because he's getting some holes from the offensive line, and he's exploding through them, if I don't see too much abuse to his body, keep playing him. Keep playing him.
Well, I mean, you don't know as far as abuse. I mean, because we could watch it on TV, but, you know, there's these guys, you know, every time they get tackled, there's some abuse going through their body. But they feel right now he's only 15 or so carries a game. They still like Williams. They want to give him some carries. They gave him 3 carries this last week, and you know, I think he had 3 yards and 3 carries, but Jones is he's never going to be getting 20, 25, 30 carries a game. They're never going to do that with him.
Maybe can we push it to 20, please?
Well,
20.
Yeah, whatever. You know, that's 5 more carries, I guess. But I'm just saying they feel that I don't think he's a big enough back to absorb to be a guy who's going to be the bell cow for you and carry you to a victory. He's going to be a supplemental to the passing attack.
I found this interesting, and I retweeted this last night. Just go to my Twitter page at Radio Joe Sports from Pro Football Focus. They put out the yards per attempt from every directional spot Aaron Jones can run to on the field. Okay, so they've got it from the left end, from the left tackle, left guard, so on and so forth. Aaron Jones averages 15.2 yards per carry when he is running middle right. So in between the center and the right guard, he is averaging over 15 yards per carry. He's also averaging 9.3 yards when he's running by the right tackle. So on the right side of the field, Aaron Jones is just owning teams with what he's able to do. I don't know how Pro Football Focus does this, where they're able to just sift through all this and figure all this stuff out. But
Pro Football Focus also rated Clinton Dix one of the best defensive backs in the league, which was wrong. So they hit and miss. I don't know where
sometimes their grades are questionable. Yes.
Yeah, so
But this is actual fact right here. What they have.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how he's used tonight. But I know that if they don't carry him enough, they don't give him enough carries, we'll hear from people tomorrow on that. That's for damn sure. But I think Aaron, number one, I think still, the ball, Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback, and Aaron Rodgers still has got to carry it a victory.
Well, let's hear from Aaron Rodgers. We'll get some of his thoughts going into this game tonight. As we continue on here, getting you ready for Packers and Seahawks, don't forget, fantasy football, we have it today. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. He's going to be joining us in about 15 minutes. Be sure to tweet at us at 105.7 FM, The Fan, with your fantasy football questions. You can also tweet at me at Radio Joe Sports, and we'll get as many of those in. You can also call 414-799-1250. He's Chuck Freeman. I'm Radio Joe. We'll have more. Chuck and Winkler next on The Fan.
Rodgers with the first and goal to the end zone. Touchdown. Davante Adams, a 7-yard laser thrown by Aaron Rodgers. The green and gold have high hopes for Thursday night in Seattle. And we've got you covered. It's a pick and save football Thursday on The Fan. Brought to you by your local pick and save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries.
Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Good morning to you. Chuck and Winkler continues on. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Radio Joe in for Bart. Cody Grant producing as well. Not only will we have fantasy football coming up here in about 10 minutes, also your chance for some free food from Chili's. You can correctly identify the Chili's MVP from last night's Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops basketball postgame show. We'll get to that as well. Aaron Rodgers had a chance to address the media, and there's definitely a lot to digest, for sure. He knows the noise level is going to be pretty loud tonight at CenturyLink Stadium.
Yeah, it's really loud. You know, it's a loud environment. You know, they cheered not only during the pre-snap, but also when you're in the huddle sometimes. So it's emphasis on your nonverbal communication. And, you know, we haven't always started the quickest up there. So you got to start a little faster, trying to take the crowd out and then kind of withstand the surge that usually comes from that team.
It could be a really long night, Chuck, if they cannot silence those guys early. You got to make a statement on the opening drive, I think.
Oh, I think so. You do. On the road, especially at that place, getting an early lead. Get the early lead, try to take the crowd out of it, and you know, play from out in front. The Packers, to a certain extent, did that in 2014. But then once Seattle start making some plays and getting back into the ball game, then the crowd started to become alive. But if you can go there early and get the first touchdown of the game, take control of the game, at least you'll take the 12th man out of it.
I'd like to see touchdowns tonight, not field goals. Please change that. Please change that script. Because Aaron Rodgers knows the 2014-2015 NFC Championship game still stinks.
Well, yeah, that game will always be frustrating. You think about how it went down, some of the things that happened. You know, the non-offsides call and a pick to Sherman. And then everything else that happened along the way, you know, getting 6 points in two possessions inside the five. And then, you know, obviously how well our defense played and us not being able to finish that game off there in the fourth quarter, give them a chance to come back, onside kick. Yeah, the sting's probably never going to go away from that one. That's natural.
Oh, okay. You know, these guys at all won't be thinking about that game ever while they're playing this game tonight. Although I think maybe that once they get on the field a little bit, they'll be like, man, oh, some of those, like Aaron Rodgers or Clay.
Or Tremont.
Yeah. Tremont says he's been back at that facility before with other teams since then. So it seems like he's gotten over it a little bit. But, and Tremont said the other day, too, well, we got to make a new memory there. So they can, you know, with Rodgers, you know, he's going to go there, and I don't think that the 2014 doesn't affect him at all.
Rodgers also talked about the fact that they've had success at Lambeau Field against the Seahawks, but still no success beating them in Seattle.
Well, we've won a couple times up there, and we've held our own at home over the years. So we know what it feels like to win up there. It's a tough environment, like I said, but we've definitely done it before. And you just got to start fast, got to take care of the football. They're very good at turning the ball over. I know there's some different personnel on their side of the ball than we've seen over the years, but they're still playing really well.
Yeah, and Rodgers also talked about the defensive scheme for the Seahawks with these new faces, because certainly you don't have the Legion of Boom to deal with anymore.
Yeah, they're playing similarly. It is a lot of different guys. You know, Bobby and KJ are some of the only guys we've gone against over the years, and obviously had some great matchups with them. They're fantastic players. I think Bobby is one of the top players in any position in the NFL, and continues to play at a high level without always maybe getting the recognition that he deserves as a top player in this league. But yeah, I mean, they're still playing their Seattle defense. They obviously rely on vision to the football at times and flying around and setting edges. And Frank's having a great year off the edge with the, you know, pass rush, and Reed inside is having a really nice year. So, you know, it's a similar style that we've seen over the years, just different guys in those spots.
Always marvel how Aaron Rodgers is able to rattle off one name after another and how guys are playing and what position they're in and first names. And nicknames. I mean, he just knows the whole team on that other side.
He also remembers every play that he's ever had in his entire life. I mean, he can remember anything that went down from a game 7 years ago.
He has spoken times when he's dropped back the pass, where he's dropping back the pass on a different play, on a specific play, and he'll think of a play that might have happened 3 years ago and had a different turnout, and he'll think back to third quarter against the Pittsburgh Steelers back in 2013 when I did this, and it just flashes back to him. It's amazing. He's done that, and he's talked about that, where he's been in a situation where he's thrown back to history in a split second while he's back in the pocket, and he remembers what he did. That's an amazing recall.
The man is a savant. He really is. He's brilliant, and it's part of the reason why he's the best in the game. He remembers everything. He's able to apply that to his game. He's able to learn from it. Man, are we gifted with a guy like Aaron Rodgers?
He's great, wow. Man. He is. There's no doubt about it, man. He knows his stuff. And he is, you know, I think the part of the knowledge, his football IQ carries him a long way for whatever he makes up physically. He makes up for in his knowledge of the game.
Moving on, of course, we've talked about traveling being an issue for the Packers. They flew out on Tuesday night. They were in Seattle yesterday getting ready for the game. Rodgers was asked, was this the toughest short week to prep for in his entire career?
I don't know. We've had some tough ones this year. West Coast, East Coast. You know, like I said the other day, you know, we've had some years we don't go west of Minneapolis. Being a Midwest team, we have kind of the advantage, I think, on travel. The going east and just having one time zone and going west, you know, obviously is a lot easier to play on your body clocks. You know, when you have a wake-up call at 8 a.m., it feels like 10 a.m., so you're kind of getting a little sleep. And as John Kuhn used to say, you're gaining an hour or two at times in his wisdom. But no, I think, you know, that's the way the schedule goes sometimes. Some years it's set up pretty good for us, and some years they're making us go a lot.
It's Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. A couple more from A-Rod, one of which, of course, is another debate. How much will the Packers use Aaron Jones tonight? And Rodgers was asked, can giving Jones more carries improve the third and long problem for the offense?
I think it can be, for sure. I mean, you saw the other night, running the football in the red zone has not been a high priority for us. But the abilities that he brings slashing inside, I think, can give us some opportunities to run some more of those plays in the red zone and also set up some of the action stuff. And on third down, you know, he is a very good guy out of the backfield. Now, he does a great job in his protection schemes and picking up pressures, but he's also quick enough and fast enough to be a matchup issue for linebackers in man situations. So we got to keep working him in those situations. And, you know, he's a great player. We just need to continue to give him more opportunities.
Yeah, well, Aaron, you know, he's going to give some guys opportunities. He's going to let guys play tonight. He's going to give some, you know, once you develop a trust with Aaron, he's going to give you a chance to play and make plays. And, you know, that's what it's all about. Guy starts fumbling the football or dropping balls. You know, these rookie receivers are starting to earn Aaron's trust a little bit more. EQ, you know, St. Brown is starting to also Valdez Scantling more and more is earning Aaron's trust, but that's the whole key. And maybe Jimmy Graham comes out and plays a good game tonight.
Gee, that'd be nice.
You know, I mean,
been such a disappointment.
He has been, but maybe tonight's the night.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see how this plays out. That was Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. We'll try and hear a little bit more from him before the end of the show. But coming up next, fantasy football with Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. Get your questions in. You can tweet at 105.7 FM The Fan, at Radio Joe Sports. You can also use the hashtag AskKevin, AskKevin. We also have some free food to give away, courtesy of Chili's. That's all coming up next. Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan.
All right. I think a lot of people out there, I always hear from that they're always interested in getting involved in the investment world, but you know, some people just don't want to get into it because it looks too complicated, too difficult to do. Well, got a way for you to get involved, and that's Robinhood. Robinhood app is easy to use. It is very useful, and they strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just those who, you know, maybe have a master's degree in finance or who have been doing this for the entire their entire life, man. Robinhood app. First of all, you got to download the app. Robinhood.com. Go to the app, and it's very easy to use. Not intimidating whatsoever. You know, other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood does not charge commission fees, none whatsoever. So you could trade stocks all day, and you can keep all the profits. Very easy to use. With just four taps of your smartphone, you can make a trade, and you learn really how to invest as you build your portfolio. You can discover new stocks along the way. You get notifications on your phone. These notifications will tell you, hey, this is the right moment to invest, and this is when you should be able to do this. You can either take their advice or not. You can do whatever you want, but you're going to get these personalized newsfeed notifications on your phone, and it is terrific, man. It's a way to go. Again, no cost, no commission, And if you've ever wanted to get into the investment world, Robinhood, this app is the way to go. Robinhood right now is giving listeners free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. You can sign up right now at bandc.robinhood.com. That's bandc.robinhood.com. And you're going to be underway. You're going to be underway to either get some free stock, and you're going to be learning as you build your portfolio. Try it out. Again, no commission fees. They don't want any of that. They want you to keep all your money. Start today. Download the Robinhood app and begin investing. And again, if you just wanted to always try this and see what it was all about, go right now. Invest with Robinhood, and they'll show you exactly how to do it. Robinhood, download the app today.
Rodgers with a first and goal to the end zone. Touchdown. Davante Adams, a 7-yard laser thrown by Aaron Rodgers.
The green and gold have high hopes for Thursday night in Seattle.
And we've got you covered. It's a Pick and Save Football Thursday on The Fan. Brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries.
All right, Chili's MVB. Congratulations to Brian in Brookfield. He is the winner of some free food at Chili's. The correct response was Giannis. He was your Chili's MVB in last night's Milwaukee Pro Hoops Pick and Save post-game show here on The Fan.
It's time to get expert advice. Fantasy football players, call 799-1250 right now and have your questions answered by rotowire.com's fantasy football insider, Kevin Payne.
Brought to you by the Q Club of Wisconsin, Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Catch all your sports action and enjoy their award-winning fish fry every Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah, get your questions in right now, 414-799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Joining us now in the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from rotowire.com is Kevin Payne. Kevin, Radio Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Radio Joe, I was about to say, Bart, you sound a little different this morning, but...
Yeah, this ain't Bart. All right, well, you ready? Let's get right into this, because we've got a lot of people chiming in here as we get closer and closer to playoffs for many leagues in fantasy football. We'll go out to the phones right now at 414-799-1250. Scott on the south side, you'll lead things off with Kevin Payne.
Hi, I'm in a standard league. I need two out of these four. Sammy Watkins, Scantling from the Packers, Kerryon Johnson, and Kenny Golladay.
Love Galladay's matchup this week. He had a tough matchup last week. Still had a good stat line. So go with Golladay. And then I'm going to say go with Valdez-Scantling. I mean, he's been pretty consistent over the last 5 weeks. The problem with Sammy Watkins is if he's out again, that's the Monday night game. You don't have anybody to put in his spot. So I would say don't even chance it, especially given his injury history.
414-799-1250. We'll go right back out to the phones again. Jim in Greendale, you're next up on The Fan.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Non-PPR, I need one of these three. Funchess, Tyler Boyd, or Trey Burton?
Boyd or Trey Burton. I don't like Boyd just because he's going up against Jimmy Smith, and I know he hasn't been great lately, but I would go back to Funchess. The pass defense for Detroit is not very good, and I think he gets a score in this one, probably like six catches for 60 or 70 yards, but gets into the end zone. So out of those three, I would go Funchess just based on matchups.
Let's go over to Twitter at 105.7FM. The Fan, you can use the hashtag AskKevin. Mike tweets, half point PPR, pick one, Tyler Lockett, Doug Baldwin, or John Brown.
I do like Baldwin this week. I think tonight, you know, he said this week that he finally woke up and his knee didn't hurt for the first time all season. That being said, Tyler Lockett has been a consistent touchdown machine. I think you go with Tyler Lockett out of those three.
Also on Twitter, Chris, he says, I need a flyer for my PBR running back too. He's got Bibbs, Adams, Allen are top available, but I'm also considering Rashad Penny.
I would go with Rashad Penny out of all of them, and that Philadelphia backfield is a mess. Josh Adams is the most talented guy. He's probably going to get the most touches. Hate the matchup, though. New Orleans, terrible against the pass, outstanding against the run. So I would say no to Adams, no to Bibbs. And as I said, roll the dice with Rashad Penny. Carson will start, but Penny's going to get some carries tonight.
414-799-1250. Back out to the phones. Jim in Menominee Falls, you're next up on the Fan. What's your question for Kevin Payne?
I need two out of three. Tyler Boyd, Amari Cooper, or Kenny Golladay?
Yeah, as I already said, love Kenny Golladay. Go with him. And I'm going to say go with Amari Cooper. Again, I don't love the matchup for Tyler Boyd against Jimmy Smith. And Cooper, look, they are making a concerted effort to get him the ball, especially in the red zone. He's getting plenty of targets, and Atlanta is a terrible defense. So go ahead and sit Boyd out of those three.
Over to Twitter again, Mike tweets at 105.7 FM, the Fan. I might be breaking rules here with what you guys do, but he does have two questions, but they're quick ones. He's got Carolina or the Bears defense, and he also has a kicker question, Crosby or Prater?
Kicker questions I love. Kickers are just tough to tell. You want somebody typically that's indoors and at home. So I'm going to say go ahead and sit Crosby out of those two. And then between Carolina and the Bears, I think you almost always go with the Bears. Just there's so much upside. They get sacks. They get turnovers. So I'm going to say go with the Bears over Carolina. Just think about how that Carolina defense looked against Pittsburgh. They weren't able to stop them at all. So go Bears and Prater.
Over to Elm Grove. William is listening. William, you're on the Fan. Good morning.
Good morning. I need two out of these four in a 0 point PPR. I need Juju Smith, Lockett, Emmanuel Sanders, or Cortland Sutton, two out of those four.
Yeah, so I've got a lot of questions, Sanders or Sutton. It's always going to be Sanders. There's going to be weeks where Sutton might outproduce him, but you always go with Emmanuel Sanders over Sutton. But I think out of all of those guys, Chargers aren't a great matchup, especially on the road. I'm going to say again, go with Lockett, who's been a touchdown machine. And each and every week, I think at this point, Juju is more or less matchup proof in this matchup. You're probably going to see Ramsey on Antonio Brown, leaving softer coverage for Juju to work. So Juju and Lockett, with Sanders being a close third after those two.
Back over to Twitter at 105.7 FM, the Fan. Brad tweets, Mitch Trubisky or Andrew Luck?
I know Trubisky's been fantastic, but I would sit him. Minnesota has been much, much better on defense lately. And look, Andrew Luck, I think it's up to five or six straight games of 300 yards or more passing. Go with Andrew Luck over Mitch Trubisky this week.
Let's go over to email. You can email us at live at 1057fmthefan.com. This one's from Jason. He says, I need to start one of these three running backs in a PPR league. Joe Mixon, Chris Carson, or Kerryon Johnson?
Kerryon for sure. Then it just comes up to, you know, do you trust that Carson's all the way back and going to get a lot of touches tonight? I don't think so. I don't love the matchup for Mixon going into Baltimore, but we know the volume's going to be there. I can't say that I'm certain about the volume for Carson tonight. So Carson is going to be the guy I sit out of those three.
Okay, now Josh also emails us. He says Chris Carson or Doug Martin in a PPR league.
Out of those guys, I would roll the dice with Carson over Doug Martin. I'm just not a big Doug Martin fan. I don't know why the Raiders have him out there over Jalen Richard. I think Richard's the more talented guy. So just for this matchup, and we know that Seattle loves to run the ball a lot, I would go Carson over Martin.
414-799-1250. Still a couple of minutes to get your fantasy football questions in with Kevin Payne of rotowire.com. Let's go back out to the phones. Rick and McGuanago, you're next up on the Fan.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I need two out of three. It's a PPR and 1 point PPR. I need, I got Emmanuel Sanders, Tyler Boyd, and Chris Carson.
Okay, so I would play Sanders for sure, and then it comes down to Boyd or Carson. Because it's PPR, I'm going to go with Boyd out of those two, between him and Carson. Again, I think Carson doesn't have an injury designation. He's going to start tonight. I just wonder if he re-injures himself or if they limit him, just given the fact how good Rashad Penny ran last week, and that Mike Davis is still in the mix as well.
Running back question for Brian in Brookfield. Brian, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Kevin, I need two out of the four, and it's a half-point PPR league. T.J. Yeldon, Gio Bernard, Capri Bibbs, or Latavius Murray?
Murray for sure, because he still gets touches, even though Cook is all the way back. And then you need one more? If you need one more after that, did you need one more after Murray?
I need two. Murray, Capri, TJ.
Yeah, half-point PPR. I'm not thrilled with those three. Tough call. But I'm going to say, if I had to go with one of those three, I would say just go with Yeldon because he still has that third down role for Jacksonville, even though Fournette's back.
Here's a conundrum on Twitter from Jason. He needs to sit one of these four in a PPR league. He's got Hopkins, Diggs, Robert Woods, or Aaron Jones.
Gosh. If I've got to, Diggs, just because of the matchup with the Bears and the fact that he's kind of coming back from an injury, might have a little rust. That's a good problem to have. DeAndre Hopkins, I don't care who he's playing. 2,000 Ravens, 85 Bears. You always have DeAndre Hopkins in your lineup.
Couple more here with Kevin Payne, 414-799-1250. TJ in Greenfield, good morning. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, it's a non-PPR receivers I need. Demaryius Thomas, Fitzgerald, or Woods? Two of them.
Fitz or Woods? Definitely going Woods. If you've got a piece of the Kansas City or the Rams offense, you're using them this week for sure. As I said, the only guy I'm a little wary of was Sammy Watkins. So definitely go with Woods. And then it comes down to Fitz or Thomas. I'm going to say go with Fitz. He's home. It's a great matchup against Oakland, who's basically quit. And Thomas is still getting up to speed with that playbook there. So go with Fitz and Woods out of those three.
All right, one more, and then we got to move on. I apologize if we had to cut you guys short, but don't worry. We'll have Paul Charchian on the Bill Michaels Show later on at 12:30. How about Jason in South Milwaukee? Jason, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? Wide receiver PPR league. I need two out of these five. Mike Evans, Anthony Miller, Calvin Ridley, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and Tyler Lockett. I need two.
Need two. Okay. Definitely go with Mike Evans. Good matchup against New York. I know he's been a little bit up and down, but still, I think you go with him more weeks than not. And then out of the other three, man, it's either, I would stick with Lockett. I mean, he finds the end zone, it seems like, almost every single week. I know Anthony Miller's been good, but as I said, Vikings defense has been better. Ridley's right there as well, but I'm going to say at the end of the day, go back and look at the game logs. I would stick with Lockett. Lockett and Evans.
He is Kevin Payne from RotoWire.com, our fantasy football expert. Kevin, what else can they find at RotoWire.com?
Yeah, we got everything. We got fantasy hoops, fantasy hockey. We're even starting some stuff next year for baseball already as well. So RotoWire.com/trial to sign up for your free 10-day trial. If we didn't get to your question, hit me up on Twitter. I'll get to it before kickoff tonight at Casey Payne, PAYNE26. Just make sure you follow me so I can DM you back a response.
Hit them up on Twitter. That is where to go. Kevin, thank you so much as always, and good talking with you.
Yep, good talking to you, Joe. Have a good day.
Yep, you too. And he joined us also on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935. We'll have more fantasy football chatter as well. Another opportunity to call in with your questions at 12:35 today on the Bill Michaels Show with Paul Charchian. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola in for Bart Winkler. Coming up on the other side, we will talk to our Green and Gold insider, Michael Cohen. We'll get his thoughts from Seattle as we get ready for Packers and Seahawks tonight, Thursday night football. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries here in the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.